Invisible airplanes will never work. I just can't see them taking off.
Thanks for joining us today. You're listening to Laugh Again with Phil Calloway.
Way back in the 1980s, a story began circulating that was too good to not be true. It was passed along around dinner tables and campfires and on radio shows, with the teller always claiming it to be true. In our story, the pastor of a church had a little kitten. But one evening, that kitten scampered up a tree in the backyard and wouldn't come down. The pastor tried everything. "Here, kitty, kitty." But the cat seemed terrified, hanging on for dear life. So the pastor tried to coax it with warm milk. "Here, kitty." He offered it cat food. Still, kitty would not come down. The tree was a young thing, not sturdy enough to climb, so the pastor thought carefully for about a second and a half, then came up with a brilliant idea, which guys sometimes do. He decided to tie one end of a rope to his car and the other to the tree. That way he could drive slowly forward until the tree bent down and he could just reach up and rescue poor kitty. And that's what he did, all the while carefully checking the rearview mirror to measure his progress. It was going well. He inched the car forward, smiling at his brilliance. And then something went badly wrong. The rope unraveled and snapped. The tree went boing, 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 boing. And the poor kitty took flight, sailing through the air with the greatest of ease, and was gone. It simply disappeared. I guess it was catapulted. Forgive me. It was a catastrophe. Of course, the pastor was horrified. He should have used a thicker rope. He should have used his head for more than a hat rack. But what could he do? Just walk the neighborhood, asking, "Have you seen a kitten?" Sadly, no one had. So he prayed, "Lord, I commit this kitten to your safekeeping." And life slowly returned to normal. A few days later at the grocery store, he met one of his church members and happened to look into her shopping cart, which is not always a good idea to do. But there he was surprised to see cat food. Everyone knew that the woman did not like cats. "Why are you buying cat food?" he asked. "You hate cats." She laughed. "You won't believe what happened," she said. Then she told him that her little girl had been begging her for a cat for years, but she kept refusing. "I even told her, you're not allowed to pray." Then a few days ago, my daughter came to me again begging for a cat. I told her, "If God gives you a cat, I'll let you keep it." I watched her go out in the yard, get down on her knees and ask God for a cat. And Pastor, I don't think you'll believe this, but I saw it with my very own eyes. Suddenly, out of nowhere came a kitten, its paws outspread, landing right in front of her, straight from heaven. I had to keep my word to my little girl, so that's why I'm here buying cat food. Well, what do you do with that, besides laugh? And I'm supposed to come up with some spiritual application? How about don't do dumb stuff? Or God has a sense of humor. I have grandchildren. I've heard them pray for a dog, a trip to Hawaii, that their sister will stop being such a pain. They pray often, and sometimes they make me laugh. And along the way, they've learned that sometimes God says yes, but more often the answer is no, or wait. I guess we got to be used to disappointment, don't we? Sometimes it happens. The story, thankfully, isn't true. It's an urban legend. But the lesson that rings true is this. Whatever happens, keep a childlike heart. Keep asking. Keep knocking. Keep trusting. Jesus said we should. And remember, if your day is hemmed in with prayer, it's less likely to come unraveled. So keep your eyes to the skies, my friends. You never know what God is going to do. And I'm not kidding. A little boy wrote, "Dear Santa, three boys live at my house. Jeffrey is 2, David 4, and Norman 7. Jeffrey and David are good some of the time, and Norman is good all of the time. I am Norman." Well, how good to know whatever kind of year we've had, God is still with us. That's the promise of Christmas that brings joy and hope. From the Calloway House to yours, a very blessed Christmas. Emmanuel, God is with us. Laugh Again, truth bringing laughter to life.